Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Jennifer Hain, the founder and owner of Jennifer Lee Life Coaching. Tonight's episode is going to be great. We're bringing you tons of motivational tips. We have great tools for you so you can stay motivated and on track while you're chasing your dreams. And the guest we have on tonight is a really cool guy. I got the chance to meet him via social media, and he is the founder of his own motivational company called Motivation Champs. And he actually is an author of an upcoming book called The Unofficial Guide to Fatherhood. We're going to be covering a lot of really cool things tonight. First and foremost, though, I do just want to start off with a motivational word. And if you check out my website, jenniferleelifecoaching.com, you'll see that each week I bring you a weekly dose of motivation. You can also subscribe to my email list to receive these, or you can just go on the website weekly, check it out. And sometimes I'll give you a tip, sometimes I'll give you a tool so that you can stay on track while you're working toward your specific goals. But I wanted to share last week's with you because I do think it's a very important message. And it basically revolves around taking your time with life. And it starts out saying, enjoy the ride. Time is something you cannot get back. When you experience anything in life, your perspective ultimately determines the final outcome of that situation and how you will move forward. If a situation causes you pain, disappointment, hurt, acknowledge it. That's fine. But never allow yourself to consider it time wasted. Every circumstance, good or bad, leads you to something. And those bad circumstances can lead you to so much good depending on how you look at them. And I know it's easier said than done, but I also point out that it's critical to surround yourself with people who can not only celebrate the good with you, but also catch you and lift you back up during the times where your not so good moments come into play. So remember, positive perspective, surround yourself with positive people, and remember to enjoy your ride. But let's go ahead and bring on our guest tonight. Dominic Damasky, like I said, is the founder of Motivation Champs, and he is the author of The Unofficial Guide to Fatherhood, which is coming up in just a few weeks. And we wanted to get him on the show tonight so he could talk to you a little bit about his upcoming book and all of the stuff that he does revolving around motivation and inspiring others. Dominic, thank you so much for calling into the show tonight.
Hey, wonderful to be on. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're very welcome. So you're calling from, is it New Jersey?
No, I'm outside of Pittsburgh myself.
You're outside of Pittsburgh yourself. Okay. Sometimes when I talk to people, I lose track kind of those who I talk to outside of the Pittsburgh area, but that's why I love the podcast, because it gets us a chance to connect outside of an in-person interaction. Dominic, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. I hear you.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So as I brought up Motivation Champs, you're the founder of Motivation Champs, and going onto your website, instantly I'm attracted to everything that you do. I mean, not only are you a speaker, but you're now an author, and you have right on your website, if you go on, everyone, to motivationchamps.com, you can see on the cover there and where you can reserve your copy, which I absolutely love. And so I want to talk about your latest book, but let's first talk about your venture starting out in the business of motivating others and how you founded your company.
Sure, I'd be glad to. And first, I'd like to say, one, I'm a fan of yours. So I see your Facebook post and I listen to the show and I think you're doing great things. But as for me, how I started, I'm a guy who is a fan of inspiration, just like I just said, a student of inspiration. I've studied the likes of Dale Carnegie and Joel Osteen and Norm Vincent Peale and Napoleon Hill and people like yourself. And I thought, hey, you know what? I got something to say, too. And I came at it from a perspective, not from a mountaintop, which you'll see on the website there. You know, I don't pretend that I climbed Mount Rushmore or Mount Everest or anything like that. I'm just a guy who's been punched, kicked, beaten, cut from the team, and thought, hey, I got something to say, and I'd like to share it, and that's where it comes from.
Wow. And so how long have you had your company? Talk to the listeners a little bit about what your company revolves around and the services that you offer.
Absolutely. So Motivation Champs is an inspirational company, and it's almost like a think tank for everything motivational and inspirational that I do. I have a book out called Don't Double Bread the Fish, and that was my first foray into inspirational books. We have the new one that we're real excited about, The Unofficial Guide to Fatherhood. And then once I guess I was an author first. First I was a guy just tweeting lonely thoughts into the air, but then I was an author, and then all of a sudden people started saying, hey, could you come speak to us about this event? Could you come speak to us about bullying? Could you come speak to us about overcoming failure, being $500,000 in debt, whatever it was? And that's how the company was born. And actually my son, he's in the boxing and wrestling and things like that. So when we came up with the site, it's Motivation Champs, I asked him, and together me and him came up with the idea of Motivation Champs. And early on, Jen, I might have thought that mm-hmm. I was the motivation champ, but then what you learn over time is it's the people like that you have on your show and that I have on my shows or that I talk to that inspire me every day, the ones, you know, that overcome far greater objections than I ever had, that go through far tougher things, have been more in debt, have overcome bigger things than I could ever dream to, and those are the motivation champs. And so what I try to do is use it as a platform for sharing stories, anything positive. Come on, check it out. If you have a story, a picture, share it. We'd love to have you.
That's great. And, you know, I love the word champs. It is really empowering in itself. So, you know, even not even knowing what you do or not having visited your website, let's say someone hears Motivation Champs, I think right then and there it's just encouraging in itself, and it's attractive. So it makes you want to, you know, check things out a little further, and it draws you in. And I absolutely love what you're about as well, and I greatly appreciate your compliment, especially when, I mean, it seems that we both look up to each other, so I couldn't wait to have you on the show. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about when you said that your message started spreading and people were bringing you on to speak about certain topics. You did mention bullying, and you also, when you were on my show, or I'm sorry, when I was on your show, for all of you listeners, Dominic had me on his podcast called A Kind Voice, or Your Kind Voice. So you can also check out his platform on there as well on social media. But on his podcast, we did talk a little bit about bullying and how we're both obviously against it, but your personal experience with it. Would you mind talking to the viewers, or listeners rather, a little bit about just how you can keep yourself empowered and overcome the times when a lot of odds are against you or people are against you as well?
Absolutely. I want to say that the one thing about bullying is if we look back, you, me, whoever is out there listening, we've probably been on both sides of it at one point. I'm sure I have guilt over things I did when I was in 10th grade, 9th grade, things I said, whatever it is. And one thing that I will say to your listeners, or that I would say to a little kid that's out there maybe not treating people the way that he would be proud of 20 years later, put yourself in their shoes. Before you say something, do something, think about how that would affect you if you were in that, and then remember that you can't take that back. So no matter what it is you do or say, once you put it out there, like posting something on the web or whatever it is, once you do or say it, you can't take it back. And I think that's something to really remember. And in my case, you know, like I said, I played both sides of it. You know, I got beat up and beat up and made fun of for having teeth that stuck out of my head, or, you know, having a jaw that barely was on my face, or I remember people used to say I looked like E.T. I mean, but it is what it is. That which does not kill you makes you stronger. So I'd say to anybody going through it, yeah, it stinks. It's terrible. But, you know, don't give up today. Fight on one more day. You can get through it.
And I love what you said as well about, I mean, your words, you cannot take them back. And that sounds like a light statement, whatever, but when you really think about it, anyone listening, just try to be mindful, like Dominic suggested, when you're talking to others, everyone has their own story, their own background. So just be a little mindful of what comes out of your mouth and control your tongue a little bit, and that could save and do wonders. And so great tips there, Dominic. Thank you. Let's talk a little bit about your upcoming book. So it's super exciting. I was so excited to connect with you during the time that we have, having just met a few weeks back, and very exciting that you have your book coming out. And so I'm excited to be a part of your journey in that regard, but I would love for you to let the listeners know what your book is about, because it's called The Unofficial Guide to Fatherhood. So go ahead and explain the plot around it and also how you've collaborated with your other fathers.
Sure thing. I'm happy to do this, and I'm real proud of the book, so I'm excited to tell you about it. I admit to the listeners and anybody there, anybody around, that I am not a perfect father. I try my best, but I get frustrated. I make mistakes. You know, parenting, this thing isn't easy. So sometimes I turn to other fathers for advice. You know, there's guys that, like I said earlier, that have been through far greater things than I've ever even imagined. And these guys handle it with pride and class. And I think, man, how'd they do it? So every once in a while, I turn to gentlemen like that. And one of the guys I turn to, he's a quadriplegic. He broke his neck playing high school football. And he has three adopted children. So I turn to his name's Brian P. Swift. Check him out. He's one of the authors in the book. Great guy. But I turn to him from time to time. He's a friend, and I'll say, Brian, what would you do here? And he'll tell me, Dom, when your kid's being bad or yelling at you or whatever it is, tomorrow, surprise them and just give them a hug. So a guy like Brian giving me advice, I think, hey, this is the guy I turn to. So one day he's giving me advice, and I said, you know what, Brian, we should write a book. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So immediately I called another guy that I knew that had written a book that I turned to once in a while for advice. And I said, hey, Joe, I'm writing a book with this other guy. Now, I was lying at this point because it wasn't too far along, but I said, hey, Joe, I'm writing a book with this other guy. Would you be interested? And he said, yeah, you mind if I ask somebody else? And then instantly I set the parameters of what we would be looking for, and that's how the book began.
Ah, so now does each father have a chapter or a couple of chapters and then share their perspective on fatherhood?
So how it happened is when you're putting this together with this many guys, you got to have a theory, an idea in mind that you think will work, and they can't be completely different. So, and everybody's, you know, from different walks of life, so you can't say, hey, you got to do it exactly like this. You got to give some freedom to them. So I tasked these gentlemen, I said, tell me what made you the father, the parent that you are, meaning maybe it was your upbringing, maybe it was your parents, maybe it was your dad's work ethic, and then tell us what you would like to pass on to your children. And so each guy introduces themselves, tells a little about themselves. Like I mentioned that Brian P. Swift, he says he grew up in a Catholic family, and when his dad said sit, you didn't find a chair. You sit right down on the floor if you had to.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, right. So, and everybody's completely different. There's people that we have a rapper from inner city Cleveland that his brother was actually killed in a drive-by shooting, and his mom died of a crack overdose. I mean, just, and now he's a minister, a rapper and a minister. We actually have two ministers in the book. We have a guy that focuses on time management. I mean, everybody, just completely different message and story.
That is fantastic. I'm really excited to, my dad, I know he's going to absolutely love it, because I'm one of four girls. And so although it's not necessarily about a relationship with, you know, a son, I think that any dad would appreciate reading several fathers' stories, because that's something you all can relate to. And I just foresee this being a very relatable and successful book, because I think a lot of people need it. And what you're delivering and the messages that you're delivering to people through this book is so admirable. And I really, really wish you all the success. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I want to tell you on that. One of the gentlemen he's actually been a bestseller before, but he practices time management and writes books on time management, but he actually has four daughters. And one of his comments is like, what qualifies me to write a book on parenting? He's like, come on, I have four teenage daughters. So that was, so your dad, I think this gentleman would understand what he's going through. Maybe they're kindred spirits.
Yes, God bless them. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about, I mean, you are a dad, obviously. I would love for you to let me know a little bit more, as well as the listeners, about your son and the relationship you guys have, and a little bit about the journey you've been on together, because you shared with me a little bit about his health growing up. And so I would love for you to let us in that regard as well.
I'd be glad to. First, I have a son and a daughter, a 9-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. My daughter loves princesses and ponies and loves to draw all day long and is sweet as pie. And my son loves fighting and wrestling and jiu-jitsu, and he's on edge. So I say that because sometimes as a dad we do butt heads, you know, and that's life, and you try to do what's best. I always have my children's best interest in mind, and sometimes wearing shorts on a 30-degree day isn't what's best, but that might cause a little argument, but it is what it is. But my son, you referred to his health. He is a type 1 diabetic, which means that 3 years old, he started needing about 6 to 8 shots a day. So
wow,
it's funny. It's interesting because here I was, a guy that always studied inspiration, and I studied people like yourself, and I told you the other ones, and I'm a student of it, an advocate of it. I go out speaking, and now I have a son that will have to face, this is a mean world. We talked about bullying. We talked about needing maybe inspired or motivated. I have a son that has every reason to quit. Every reason to make an excuse. And my biggest effort will be to him saying, hey, bud, in this world, anything is possible. You know, you have to turn what some people perceive as a disadvantage into an advantage. That doesn't make you weaker. It makes you stronger. So we have quite a unique bond, and he's definitely probably my biggest challenge.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool, though, that, I mean, you're walking the walk, and that's what I love, too. I mean, with you being in the motivational industry and what you do, it's so cool that you actually have a personal testimony, your family, things you've been through that you can share with others, and that's what makes you so relatable and your message so relatable, is you're not living this picture-perfect life, and none of us are, really. But you actually open up and you share with those who follow you and things like this, like tonight on the podcast, you share your story with others. And I think that that's very admirable as well, because it's not always easy to do as coaches, as motivating coaches. We always want to, sure, come across like, yes, we have it all together. This is how you can stay motivated. But we go through our own stuff as well, where we actually have to apply what we're telling others.
Absolutely. I can use a kick in the pants once in a while. So I thank you, and I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
So if people could take away one lesson from your book, your upcoming book, what would you want that one lesson to be, or that one strong message to be?
I think what I want to say is, as parents, it's not easy. I mean, everybody out there is thinking about how much it costs to send the kids to camp, how am I going to compete with the neighbor, how am I going to do this, how am I going to get my kids into college, how am I going to make sure they don't get bullied, how am I just going to get them to tomorrow? Being a parent is not easy. And I admit, I make mistakes. I am not perfect. So we are all going to make mistakes. But what I would say to you is, as long as you make your decisions in love, and you have your family's best interest in hand at all times, then everything's going to work out. And that's the message of the book.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Dominic, why don't you talk a little bit? We mentioned motivation jams, what you do revolving around that with your business, your upcoming book. But I also mentioned how I was a guest on your podcast a few weeks back. Talk to the listeners a little bit about that other platform that you have through A Kind Voice, because I absolutely love that message as well. And I think a lot of the listeners will too.
Hey, thank you. First, I'd like to say it's www.akindvoice.org, and I do it for a nonprofit called A Kind Voice. And basically what we do is I interview inspiring people from any walk of life. If you have something inspiring to say, a message, a story, you've overcome something, we'd love to have you on. You're the janitor, and you love your job, and you enjoy every day of it, and you sing and dance while you do it. I'd love to have you on. You're a baseball player, and you're giving back to society. I'd love to have you on. You wrote a book, and you think you have something to say. You climbed a mountain. I just had a guy and his son on the other day. It's going to be my Easter show, and they were given hearing aids. This little boy had an implant when he was like, I don't know, about a year old or something, cochlear implant, something like that. And now this little boy, he's 11 years old, gives hearing aids, started a nonprofit, gives hearing aids to people across the world. He goes to Ghana and all kinds of things. And that's why, like earlier I said, like, imagine how naive I was to think that I was the motivation champ, when really people like this Jack that's giving hearing aids around the world and people just doing great things, they're the real motivation champ. But the shows, You're a Kind Voice, and check it out. We always would love to have some more inspiring voices.
Great. So you heard it. It's www.akindvoice.org. And I also will have some of Dominic's information on my website as well as we wrap up the interview here. You can reach out to him through my website and certain links I have posted. But Dominic, why don't you also let the listeners know how they can connect with you, whether it be through your website or email?
Sure thing. You can always find me at www.motivationchamps.com. And then where you'll find me a lot of times is on Twitter, @DomD1000. That's @DomD1000. And what I do there is I'll be tweeting positive messages all day, every day, almost 24 hours a day. And it could be something Jennifer said. It could be something I'm actually looking at a message here, something Winston Churchill said. It says, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." So check me out on Motivation Champs or on Twitter @DomD1000. Look me up. Have me speak at an event. I'd love to chat.
Nice. Very nice. Thanks for leaving us with that quote. That's awesome. Oh, Dominic, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We greatly appreciate it. Everyone, you can check out Dominic's message, all that he does, his upcoming book, by visiting motivationchamps.com. Dominic, I hope you have a great night, and thanks again for coming on the show.
You're the best. Thank you.
There, you heard it. Talk about inspiration. As we shared Dominic's message, motivationchamps.com, you can also check him out at akindvoice.org. He is such a cool person, and as you heard all the amazing things he does, I'm sure that somewhere on one of his platforms, you will be inspired by his message, or at least need to hear it at one point in your life. So make sure you check out all that Dominic does. And I also wanted to share with you some very cool things upcoming for Jennifer Lee Life Coaching. We have a partnership with Strategic Financial Designs. They are going to be sponsoring an August 2015 workshop called Hear Me Roar. This is revolving around self-empowerment. It's for any gender, age. It's going to be very cool, an interactive workshop. And we actually have 4 speakers on the panel. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 29th at Shanapan Country Club in Pittsburgh. More details will be posted at jenniferleelifecoaching.com, and registration will open in April. So make sure you stay posted for all those details. I would absolutely love to see you there and get the chance to meet you. We will have great vendors, a raffle, and as I said, an amazing panel of speakers. And I also wanted to let you know, I just posted a new blog post. For all of you out there who are currently job searching, my blog post revolves around 3 tips that will help you prepare for interviewing, because we all know how exciting it is when you get the call requesting an interview, but then you forget we haven't got the job yet. I have no doubt that you can do it, but we all need that preparation and the tools necessary to have a successful interview. So make sure you check out my new blog post at jenniferleelifecoaching.com. And there you can also find out upcoming interviews for A Breath of Fresh Air, the podcast On Fire to Inspire, and you can also check out the Inspirational Library. I love to read, and if you're somebody who likes to read motivating messages or are inspired by words or quotes, I suggest some of the reads that I've had there. And I just posted the latest one called Playing the Wealth Building Game. And it's actually written by Ben Rovey, who is the founder or co-founding partner of Strategic Financial Designs, who's going to be sponsoring the summer workshop. He's a really, really great guy. So make sure you go online and check out some of the cool things at jenniferleelifecoaching.com. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you have any questions for me regarding self-empowerment, the power of positive thinking, how to communicate effectively, how to be a great team player, or anything revolving around services and professional development, I would be more than happy to help you out. You can email me at jenniferleelifecoaching@yahoo.com or go on the website and contact me under the contact tab. Like I said, I hope you have a great week, and remember, never give up.